This episode of the Michael Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
Tonight on Murder, She Wrote.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at tmospodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome
to our show.
Now we're going to start and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
So look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara,
Mike!
Josh Schroeder,
Josh!
And Rob Spiewak.
Oh, Rob!
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
Yeah! Want to start today's show with a discussion of a eatery that is very close by, the Casa, and it is quite lovely.
How many, if you were to assign stars to it, four being the best,
yeah.
How many would you give it?
Last night I had one of the more pleasant dining experiences there that I've had. I figured it out. I figured out what to order. And so when I figured out what to order, it was a big bowl of okay.
Yeah,
that's my way of going to a restaurant. Find one thing I like, and then every time I go, that's all I order.
And you have trouble? My spouse, Carrie Spiewak, is a horrible orderer at a restaurant.
Takes a long time?
No, she always picks something that she's dissatisfied with.
Okay. All right. I get that.
And you know, and she will stray and she'll say, you know what? This sounds interesting. And I say, don't order that. You're not going to like that. Mm-hmm. No, it sounds interesting. And she does it. And guess
the problem.
What? She doesn't like it. So, you know, Mike, I think both you and I are great restaurant orderers.
You know what? I'm pretty good. I think that you're probably better at it. Although you did mess up the Peking Gourmet Inn.
How?
By adding a product that you could get at a Costco.
But he didn't mess it up because he had them for the drive home. It was a plan.
The dumplings ruined my dinner.
Okay, first of all, an addition should never...
You ruined my dinner.
If you add something, it shouldn't ruin it.
I didn't say anything because, of course, it was your father's Memorial Weekend, and that's why we were all there. So I wasn't certainly going to... I can certainly...
Well, if I had fucked up an order and my dad had been there, he would have said something.
Mm-hmm.
But, Mike, they are made with their own homegrown leeks, and they are the best dumplings there are.
Maybe it's just because I'm not a dumpling person. I can eat them, but I don't like them.
You were dissatisfied with the entire experience that night.
I was.
Yeah.
I was. You can't go home. You can't go home.
If you had a third drink, you couldn't go home.
That was the best part of the evening for me.
They still have a strong bar service there.
They do, and they serve the exotic Asian cocktails with a real kick, but they should, based on what they charge for them. You know?
Sure.
Now,
yeah.
The restaurant I am talking about last night, that's really our neighborhood eatery, is, you might not have heard of it. It's a place called the Texas Roadhouse. Put up a little video last night. Don't know if you got a chance to see it. Everybody saw it, but
Mike, in Florida. Is this a restaurant from out of town?
Yeah, I think it is. Here's what I think happened. I think some Texas people,
Texans,
arrived in town.
Yeah.
On horseback.
Sure.
And decided they'd open up this place. And the reason I knew it was Texas.
Everyone know their birth records were lost.
And the reason you know that it's got a Texas flavor to it, it's got a big Texas flag that flies over it.
Because it was founded in Clarksville, Indiana.
Which is where all Texas restaurants originate,
exactly.
In Clarksville, Indiana.
The Lone Star State, Mike, because there's only one star on the flag.
Well, there's nothing quite like a Texas Roadhouse. I've been to so many of them. Gilly's. I've never been to Gilly's. I've always where they had the mechanical bull from Urban Cowboy.
I always
a
thought
movie that's now 150 years old.
What another thing Gilly's had that isn't spoken about enough is that they had phone booths back before cell phones. They had phone booths that you could play ambient noise like you were in the office when you called home, like typewriters and stuff. So you could call and say you were at home when in fact you're drinking beer and tying one on.
I put a lovely video out last night about eating
cold salad. And one of the, let me give a nod of my cowboy hat to the people at the Texas Roadhouse for serving lettuce the way I like lettuce to be served. I like my lettuce like I like my beer. You really can't serve it cold enough.
I agree.
For me. Colder the better. If it's fresh and cold. Now, you can't throw doggy poo lettuce into a refrigerator.
Or like
and
Josh's
put it out
bagged
there.
Lettuce?
You can't do that. You got to have it. It's got to be fresh. But then, you know, you've chilled the lettuce that's already fresh, and that's there's nothing quite
was
like it.
Was it iceberg lettuce?
It was romaine lettuce.
Romaine
it
is my favorite. Now, here's the question. They do this at Outback, which is another great steakhouse, Mike, that was founded in Australia, apparently. They chill the salad bowl. And I think that's valid. I think that's a nice touch.
Do they do that at my place from Texas?
I don't know.
I don't think they do that in Texas. But I do. I am familiar with
it. Because it's hot. It's hot in Texas.
Casual dining, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're talking about on the Mike O'Meara Show. Because let me tell you something. If you go to a real steakhouse nowadays, you are going to spend for a steak dinner $1 million.
Every time.
Yeah. It's old Cyclospora. Isn't that a great name for something that kills you? What killed him? Cyclospora. Oh, that's Cyclospora.
You know what? I would be so embarrassed if lettuce killed me after all the crap I've done and eaten in my life that if it was lettuce that got me.
Horrible. The Texas Roadhouse, there are two things that I want to discuss here. First of all, it was lovely. So there may be three things.
First of all, Mike, state sovereignty.
If you have a 13-year-old in tow,
yes,
and you're looking to, and you're in a good mood, and you're looking to
good lettuce fueled mood.
I like something. If you put something in front of me that I really like a lot, and I did, I'll make a video about it, and then I'll just talk about how happy I am, and then I'll be so happy that I choose to embarrass my son by overreacting positively to the waiters and waitresses doing their little, their little dance that they do, you know? Yeah, like they're doing their little line
the
two-step
dance. Yeah.
Yeah, so in the background, you've got this, you know, I'm over in the corner.
Down yonder on the
woo! Yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah!
We lay
woo! And
now,
Dad!
But we never got caught.
I'm not familiar. I'm not familiar with the Roadhouse lifestyle. Do they two-step just randomly, or is this like a birthday
thing? Oh, constantly.
I had no idea.
Constantly.
Now you're selling me.
They're breaking into song at a moment's notice, and they're doing line dancing, and it's just delightful, and I cheer them on, even with my son wanting to be in another state.
He's a perfect age to embarrass him with stuff like that.
It is.
And you know what? There really is no greater joy than the public embarrassment of a young preteen or teen. It is. It's great.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael, look at the dancers. Dance, ladies. Anyway, it was
Are they wearing lengthy skirts, plaid skirts?
No, they're wearing jeans. Jeans and their little Texas Roadhouse shirts.
Oh, it is casual dining,
Well, you've been there. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not you. That's Texas Rob. And that's another thing that I found. Have you ever seen Texas Rob? Your Texas doppelganger?
I have not.
Let's just get right to it. And ladies and gentlemen, this is
exciting.
Here's Texas Rob. Yeah. Check it out.
Hey, all right? Everybody, come on in Texas Roadhouse. Got something really cool you need to see.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Well, doggone, that's me on this. Ain't that me?
Yeah. Sure sounds like it. Let's go
and
check his
shoebox.
Come on over.
So he's checking out the Warlords at 10:15.
It's Texas Rob.
There he is. It's his song.
Right next to Hank Texas Rob. Come on, camera, wow. Texas Rob.
You know it's great.
You can hear this song right now. It's on Spotify, Pandora, but the coolest place to come here to write your Texas
Rob is right on
the jukebox. Y'all need to come on out and give it a listen.
He's right on the line. of fat and dad bod. He is right on the edge. And when you ride that line, Mike, wear an Eisenhower-style jacket, a nice short jacket. Could we just see just a pause of him, maybe, John?
How about a pause of Texas Rob?
Yeah, because let's really look at the outside.
I was just looking for Texas Roadhouse music, and I found Texas Rob 5 seconds before we went on the air.
Look at that beautiful coat. And you know what else? Black shirt, black jeans, slimming. Very slimming.
Oh, my God.
Not his best angle, but very good.
That is killing me. That is absolutely killing me.
Can't wait to see him at the family reunion this year.
And he's a performer because he's pointing to his song in the jukebox, which I think is fantastic.
That says to me it's not
to the camera.
It's not a real Wurlitzer 1015. It's some of those, one that probably has like a Bluetooth.
I looked at my kid who's here, you know, the last week before he goes to school next week, and I said, oh, I just can't wait. There are days that I just can't. I'm chomping at the bit. Can't wait to get in there. Really looking forward to it. And I was, you know, all I'm looking for is a line dance, like the thing they do at the restaurant. And there he was. There he
fantastic.
Was. And it changed my whole plan.
Was it just a twosome, just you and the boy last night?
No, my wife was along.
She was along, How did she like the line dancing?
She loves the entire area. What we also loved.
The experience?
And I have to give them a little nod to their margaritas that are solid. They
Texas
are
sized, I'm sure.
Understood that from you yelling at the dancers.
That's probably
the margaritas.
That's probably
pretty good.
Probably.
Just from looking at social media.
When you're right.
Is the Roadhouse also known for their honey butter that they serve with their pre-meal bread?
Well, where do you get that from?
I've seen it on social media. I've seen it.
That's
discussed.
What they're known for.
Yeah,
bread is very good.
You could make a meal of it. It's that, you know,
Rob has made a meal of it.
Oh, I think he has. Yeah, absolutely.
At one point, Owen was in the hospital for kidney stones or something, and there was a Texas Roadhouse in the parking lot. So I just went down and bought 24 rolls and brought them back to the room. And that's what I ate all night.
There you go. They're fantastic.
It's really great that a hospital would share a parking lot with a Texas Roadhouse.
Only the finest health care for Soroka children.
Welcome to Florida.
That's the way that works, ladies and gentlemen.
Really, about a feeder business. That's excellent.
A feeder business. That's funny. I don't know. It was lovely. And Mrs. O'Mara and I were there. Only one margarita. And we were on our merry way. And,
did you enjoy red meat there?
I did. And the price point for red meat is silly now. And when you're as old as I am and
it's
you remember what they used to charge for red meat and what they do now, it's crazy. But for a place like that, I think, they make some allowances for the type of beef you get.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure.
You
know, well, who knows?
I'm pretty sure in Paris I was served horse.
I don't know what they were. It was fine. It's
still
not.
Still had marks where the jockey was hitting it.
I'm a believer, and I'm not a gourmet palate when it comes to this. I'm a believer that beef is beef. I really am. I think that shades of difference, you know, where you can go, oh, my. It's kind of like a cigar. Or wine, where, if you're, if you get something that's really horrible, you'll notice it. But by and large, the medium to good stuff is all kind of flows together.
Where do you
that's
weigh
just
in
my opinion.
On a filet mignon, because
that's what I got last night.
I feel that sometimes they lack the flavor of a less expensive cut.
I think you're right.
But
beef is. I now do something I've never done in my life, where I will look over in the beef bin and take a look and go, and chuckle and move on.
Yeah.
Just laugh my ass. I mean, really. I don't know what they're using, like gold swords to slaughter the cows or what. But, I'm sorry. It's crazy. It's
like your chef friend said, we pay it, they charge it because we accept it.
Can we take a look at Texas Roadhouse,
I bet
Rob?
Texas
one more
Rob,
time.
Yeah.
Sure sounds like it. Let's go over and check his jukebox out. Come on over.
He looks like he's a tall drink of water, doesn't
he?
Yeah, he
is.
Like you.
He might
tall.
Have heels on.
Sure is.
Don't
let the barn go ahead, Alex Miller. What?
What? Hook, yuck, yuck. Mike, it's spelled H-U-H-Y-U-K.
You do a deep dive on him, Josh, see if we can find any more. You know he's got to be out there somewhere.
I'll take a look. I'll find a little more.
What do you suppose? Do you suppose he has an EP? Does he just have a single?
Don't know. Don't know the modern kids and their music and how they distribute it now.
He might have a podcast.
Everybody's got a podcast.
That's true.
Now.
Yeah,
that's the way that works.
He calls himself the Kentucky Cowboy.
He's the Kentucky Cowboy. Okay, I call him Texas Rob, But he's the Kentucky. Well, do we have a
Mike,
name?
He has lots of nicknames.
Yes. Do we have a name for the?
Oh yeah, his name is Alex Miller.
Alex Miller. What a straight ahead name that is. You
sounds
know?
Like a conservative talk show host.
No, sounds like you gotta have a house up in Maine.
Hey you there. Know?
Hi, I'm Alex Miller. Great to be with you.
You're not coming up for Christmas, are you?
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy, crazy fun. The other thing I wanted to talk about is my Red Sox nightmare. The Red Sox last night lost again, third in a row. Their third loss in a row. And Josh Soroka, I thought to myself, wouldn't it be something if they went, and I wrote it down, what if the season is really bad, followed by incredibly good, followed by incredibly bad.
Yes.
So right now, if that were to come true, you've already done the first incredibly bad portion of the season.
No. First was really bad.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
The second was incredibly good. Incredibly
hot
good.
Streak.
Right? Like
incredible
history
hot streak.
Making yeah. good.
Mm-hmm. Like gave up all their prospects for one catcher. Good.
Yes.
To make
yes.
it this year. Yeah. The nightmare is you guys missed the playoffs.
And they just tank because now, as I watched last night, actually I watched the highlights this morning, I noticed that they're playing very similar to the way they played when they were really bad. And I can mm-hmm. tell you why. Because when I watch them, mm-hmm. a lot of the guys on the team at the plate are swinging at baseballs that are a mile and a half off of the plate.
Wow.
That's the tell. Mm-hmm. And they did that when they were really bad, too. But tonight,
does that show like a desperate hunger for winning when you swing at something that you shouldn't swing at?
No, what is it? It means what is you it? Can't see the ball. It
means you're not okay. making contact. You're not putting
the
bat on the ball.
I understand you're not putting the bat on
no,
the ball, but
it's
what,
not
would,
that they're trying
what would drive
or
them?
Anything.
Okay, I wonder
but
what
tonight,
would drive them.
But tonight I heard a rumor that during this series, Josh's Baltimore catcher, Thurston Rutchley.
The third.
But what is his name, Josh?
Adley. He's not your guy. He's dead to me.
Okay, he's dead to you. Adley Rutschman.
Adley Rutschman.
Yeah. Adley Rutschman is in Toronto, and he may be making his debut. I don't know whether that's tonight or not. But and Josh,
the Orioles
I'm not going to make Josh find out.
I looked it up. He is set to be activated and make his debut tonight for the Red Sox.
Wow! Oh, I'll be
tonight,
watching
tonight. The Orioles starting catcher Alex Miller, who you know as the Kentucky Cowboy.
Is there any other video content with Alex Miller out there floating around, Josh?
Oh,
I mean, it looked like he might have some sort
I'm
of
sure there
social
media.
Not to wake you up during
no.
this.
Yeah.
I just was curious whether
he brought up you brought up that bad Orioles trade and he was out.
He's not
out.
Happy when we talk about that guy going. It was his favorite player.
Thing. Yeah.
I've got so much Alex Miller here, I don't know where to start.
Oh, my God. I knew he'd have a big presence on social media.
See if he has anything with no shirt, something without a shirt on would be great.
Yeah. Now, you think we're going to get that lucky?
Huh? He is a touring musician.
Okay. All right. I'd love to see him perform on stage. I really would.
That's what I'm
downloading
now.
He might hit a venue near you, Mike.
Oh.
Who knows?
I'm there.
Yeah.
He could play across the street at that restaurant I was just talking about.
Well, you know what would be great is if he could go to that shopping center that has Iguana Mia and your dentist and Texas Pete or whatever his name is.
Texas Pete.
Here is the Kentucky Cowboy.
Oh, the Kentucky Cowboy.
He looks better on the stage.
Everyone does.
I didn't see her leaving coming. She didn't say goodbye or nothing. Left me.
You know what's great? His sound is unlike anyone else's.
All right, does it sound like they're really playing?
That looks like it might be a lip sync.
Isn't that like a track they're playing to a track?
Yeah, I mean, he just stopped playing guitar.
He's scratching his ass.
And the sound didn't change.
Yeah. What are they doing, a sound check or something?
I don't know what's going on.
It might be a sing-along video because I'm seeing lyrics. Six million speakers for my old...
I get kind of a young Wayne Newton vibe out of the guy. I really do.
That's really pissing on Wayne Newton. I can see the resemblance, but
I understand.
He's not a Wayne Newton talent.
I know. All right. So
I went into the roadhouse and bought my butter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So welcome to the show. I haven't properly greeted you yet, I don't think.
Well, you had hot breaking news.
Where is Greenville, Virginia?
Greenville, Virginia. Ask the Virginian. He might know.
That's what I'm asking.
I have never heard of Greenville, Virginia. I would guess it would be to the southwest of the state. But I'd have to check.
He's playing in Greenville, Virginia in September.
Okay.
The Kentucky State Fair in a couple weeks.
There it is.
Wyoming County Fair. The Hank Williams
Museum. Excuse me, what state? What county fair?
Wyoming.
Well, Mike, of course. You had to see that coming.
Wyoming.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not the... That is the county. The Wyoming County.
Oh, okay.
Fair. What are the things they used to have?
That's a place in Pennsylvania.
What are the things that used to be metal on streets and they stuck out of the ground? They were kind of glass at the top and you had to put a quarter in them when you parked. What the hell was the name of those, Josh?
The parking meter?
Mike, Greenville is a small census-designated place in Augusta County, Virginia. It anchors a land area of 3.6 square miles, and it's part of the Stanton-Waynesboro Metropolitan Statistical Area. So it's actually a suburb of Stanton, Virginia, where the Statler brothers come from.
Now, a couple of people in our chat group are saying that they believe that that may not be his voice. It certainly didn't sound like the voice that would come out.
We'd have to see another video to be sure, Josh.
I'm not sure.
All right, I'll pull another video.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Wyoming.
It just
didn't seem real. What we were listening to was not matching the video.
It's like they did a studio recording and they put it on some sort of hastily manufactured.
But if he's performing live, then he's got to be,
Are you troubled by the fact that the rest of his band appears to be 60 and 65-year-old men?
No, I'm not troubled by that at all.
That's the style of music.
Okay.
It's hard to find young people to play with.
More Country Than You is his hit. That's from our friend Jimmy Hoffa.
Instead I've got That's How You Do It.
That's How You Do It.
This will be the follow-up.
I'll tell you about a place I knew down in Tennessee where the tall pines grow.
It matches the speaking voice.
They're wearing the same jeans.
Yeah. You know what's really great? I always think this is great. One of the ways that Alex Miller really excels is, and Mike, thank you for that. But here's where Alex separates himself. It looks like he tucks his shirt in a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You could.
No, I don't want to do it.
Why?
Because you know what? Because you end up looking like Alex Miller. That's why. You know what? You're going to go in. Josh, listen to me. He's going to sugarcoat this as a compliment. He's going to say, Rob, you've lost so much weight. You should tuck your shirt in. He wants me to look like I'm running around
I'm fatter than you.
But still, you want me to tuck my shirt in so I look like Matt Foley.
I have to every day when I play golf. I have to.
It's a rule?
I cannot. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Goddamn right it's a rule. Yeah, okay. You have to do that. And then, I'm pretty much shirt out when I'm hanging around, knocking around. But I think you could pull it off. You'd look like Alex Miller. That's all I'm laughing at. I'm laughing at you. Look like Alex Miller.
I'm not doing it.
Well, you have to sometimes when you're going to like an event where you have to wear a suit.
Well, if you're wearing a coat with it, it's different.
Okay.
Or as some people would say, a vest or a waistcoat.
Josh is playing another video.
More clip?
I would
Alex
love
Miller.
To.
I wonder if his shirt will be tucked in.
Well, how about a really close up?
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, I like Alex that.
Miller. When I first moved to Nashville, the thing I learned how to do was two-step. And that's why I'm excited to come play in Wichita at their premier dance hall, the Wichita Union Stockyards. If you love country music, you ain't going to want to miss us. We're playing this August the 1st, and we're so excited to be coming. I'm going to have to get me a new pair of boots to wear out on that dance
floor. Texas Rock.
We'll see y'all at the Wichita Union Stockyards.
Kentucky Cowboys. You know what? Hold that. Bring that still
up. Great hair. That's one thing you don't have. He's got great hair.
You say that, and I'm looking at it. It's a lot of hair, and a lot of people would be proud of that pompadour, but that to me looks like the hair is up because it's dirty.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, don't you think it looks a little unwashed?
I don't know. My son has the puffy. When you got a lot of it, it sticks up straight in the air.
That's way puffy, though. I mean, that's
Somebody said that hair is obnoxious.
It is obnoxious.
So cruel. Stop it.
You don't want hair that moves when you move.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I like the most?
What?
The eyebrows. I like the fact that he's
because they're expressive?
Yes. Roll that again. Oh, there. No. Here we go. Watch his eyebrow action. Yeah.
First move to Nashville, the one thing I learned how to do was two-step. And that's why I'm excited to come play in Wichita at their premier dance-off, the Wichita Union Stockyards.
He's got it.
You love country music, you ain't going to want to miss us. We're playing this August the 1st, and we're so excited to be coming. I'm about to get me a new pair of boots to wear out on that dance floor. We'll see y'all at the Wichita Union Stockyards this August the 1st.
Well, when he works his eyebrows like that, Mike, when you do the eyebrows like that, you get all the trim.
He does do a lot of pointing.
Yeah.
Oh, God almighty.
Is it too obscure for that to be Rob's Halloween costume this year?
Yes. Yeah, the guy would have to really, really catch fire. The guy would really have to be national. Now, they're saying that he's all over the country charts. I don't know whether that's true or not. I have
you
no
idea.
You
don't still take that chart? I know that you used to program a country station.
Yes. Bay Country 103.
You should start taking Billboard again so you can figure out who's doing what.
My only memory of Bay Country 103 was playing those songs on the radio, and we didn't have the technology where I could put, you know, a jingle between a record and have 30 minutes where backwards. I could do.
Yeah.
If you had to go to the facilities, ladies and gentlemen, and God forbid you had fecal urgency, you had to pick maybe one of three songs that were on the playlist. One of them, the only one I remember, was Uneasy Rider.
Yeah.
Kicked old green teeth right in
Charlie
the knees.
Charlie Daniels, right?
I think so. Yeah. And that was super long.
Were you allowed to play Alice's Restaurant by Arlo Guthrie, or was that out of format?
Okay. No, that was not in the format. We couldn't do that. You know, buddy.
Alex Miller was on American Idol a few years ago.
Oh.
So he did get pretty good attention.
Okay.
And build a career off that.
That's why you've heard of him.
There it is. Yes. Of course, because I watch religiously.
Always, yes.
Sorry about that. So, Alex Miller, otherwise known as Texas Rob, I wish you the
Kentucky
very, very,
Cowboy.
He's the Kentucky Cowboy.
When he calls himself the Kentucky Cowboy, tell me, please, that he spells cowboy with a K.
Of course he does.
Make it more fun.
Before we have our first break and then bring our tidbits in our news of the day, I wanted to ask you a question. So, you know, I like me the Taylor Sheridan products. I really do. I watch them all the time. The second season, I believe, of Lioness has dropped on Paramount Plus, and I'm into my second episode. Here's a question. They do a lot of special ops work, and I believe they try to maintain some amount of reality when they're doing these operations.
For those of us who don't take Paramount, it is basically an hour-long procedural about people in the special ops, right? That's the plot of it?
It's CIA, special ops, drug interdiction, Ukraine. It's got a taste of everything.
Okay.
It's political
right up your
intrigue.
Alley. Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching it. And they've got a big, big operation to extricate a very high ranking Russian spy who is what they like to call a chess piece for the Americans. And they want to get him out of Ukraine. And so they go into Ukraine and they infiltrate the Russian lines. Why are you chuckling?
Do they sneak him out in a catering truck?
No. This is like they're really in trenches and they're running out on battlefields with farmhouses out in the countryside, the Ukrainian countryside. And I'm leading up to something here that I'm really curious about. And the people in the comments can help me as well, but I doubt they will. They will just say something snarky. No. Here's the question I have. During this operation, they involve a lot of drones, which we know are real because we've seen the news clips with drones and what the drones do. The only difference is in this particular episode, the drones are like hundreds of them up in the air. And I don't know whether they do drones like that. I've never seen reality footage, news footage of that many drones. So there are, you know, a gazillion of these drones up in the air. And the other thing they use, and they use in their planning too, then we send in the dogs. And I thought that when he said, the team leader said, send in the, and somebody said there are, that 100% there are drone swarms. Okay.
That's funny. I went to Google and it said Lioness drones is 100% impossible. They don't use drones in swarms and clusters like that.
Oh, okay. So Eric W., I don't know.
You know what? Could be top secret stuff. Maybe they do it, but they don't want you to know.
But here's the... All right, so if you're saying the drones might be a little hinky, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But they do have drones in the warfare.
Yes, they do.
That is so, but maybe not the kind of numbers we're talking. And the other thing, when the guy says send in the dogs...
Is it robots?
It's real dogs. But they are not, this isn't like police dogs that are getting somebody out from under a house or in a shrub that's hiding for the police. These are killer dogs that attack, like, to the point of going for vulnerable areas and killing people violence.
In the line of show, do they have a particular breed they favor, or do they just like mean dogs?
I mean,
are they German shepherds? Or are they
they look like shepherds. They look like shepherds.
They've made movies before about like marine dogs, because I know there's dogs with the Marines.
Okay, so somebody says here, the war dogs are called fur missiles for a reason. If that's the case, because they really spend a lot of time paying attention to these dogs, including, the principal actress in there. What is her name? I forgot, the star of the show, Lioness. She's wonderful. She was in Avatar 2. She's great. She's a big name, and I'm blowing it. Anyway, don't worry about it. Zoe. That's the
Saldana?
Character. Yeah, Zoe Saldana. That's
exactly
who it is.
Right, yeah.
Zoe Saldana. And these dogs, they get completely, like, they're not used to seeing these dogs in action, and they turn away because it's so graphic what they're doing to, in this case, these North Korean soldiers that are proxies for the Russian army and are fighting the Ukrainians over there. So I wanted to know if any of that is even close to reality.
I bet it's
or
all
if
close.
It's just,
I bet
think
it
it's
is.
Close.
Yeah,
okay.
I would question it if the dogs talked, but I think they could probably train them to attack.
Yeah, you know what? The talking dog would be maybe that'd be a TV or a movie. That kind of show that you'd like to see.
Well, yeah, and I'd like the voice.
Rob's more into that dog sled in Cuba Gooding Jr. movie.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it would be great if the dog talked and talked like Alex Miller. You know, the Kentucky Cowboy.
Oh, he'd have the hair.
Hi, everybody. I'm going in there.
I'm going to bite your balls.
If it's real,
I bet it's real.
You think it's real?
But it says that Lioness chose drone swarms of like 50 drones. I think
more
that's
than that,
a little
it
high.
Looks like, and it looks silly. It looks, let me tell you, if you are in warfare and you're out in an open trench area and you see what they see, it would be one of the most terrifying things, you know, knowing that each one of those drones is, carrying some sort of ordnance on it that can blow you to bits. That's very terrifying. So,
yeah, if it's not real now, it's the future.
Someone said Rolando, that is not appropriate. Rolando said, I thought dogs were a delicacy in Korea.
No, they're more common. They're not really
a delicacy.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. Got to give credit where credit is due for that. Dogs, everyone. So if you know anything about it, let us know. I'm curious about it, but watch. If you want to know what I'm talking about, watch that show. It's pretty good. It's a lot. It's frenetic. A lot is going on. The spy stuff with the intrigue of why this guy's here and why this person's there. They jump around a lot from present time to previous time. Yes.
How much of it is spy and setup versus action?
Action seems this season to be, the whole episode was action. Okay. So I was happy with that.
Do you
think
Sergeant Stubby could enlist?
Sergeant Stubby and I, Rob, are developing a much better relationship.
That's good to know.
Sergeant Stubby, being the one dog who does not deface my domicile, means that he's moved up in the pecking order.
That's good.
Winslow, sneaky Winslow, sneak off to a place where he can piss Winslow. You know,
Winslow's the fur missile.
Yeah, he's a fur missile. I don't think either one of those dogs could kill a North Korean. On that note, we have to take a break. And come back, we will have tidbits, news, all that good stuff for you. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. And nice to see you, Alex Miller. Take it away. There are a lot of great things to do in the ocean. Surfing, swimming, crabbing, skin diving. But no one can hold a candle to the TMOS 2027 cruise. Let's go sailing. This time it's a better price, a longer trip, and more notice. Join Mike, Rob, and Josh and your fellow Americans aboard the all-new Margarita Village Sea Islander sailing January 21, 2027. Enjoy 5 days and four nights of laughs, a live podcast recording, meet and greet, tropical weather in the dead of winter, and plenty of time to unwind. Plus, on-ship tattoos and buffets. Do them both at the same time. Departing from Tampa, you'll get two relaxing days at sea, a Saturday stop in beautiful Cozumel, and one final chill day before heading home on a Monday. Call 800-814-7100. Full details are at tmospodcast.com. Just click store. Book now and lock in your price, and we'll see you under the sun. To overhype events, but you know, I think it might be one of the more special events we've ever done. That's just what I wanted to say. So you know, I would get cracking. Josh gave us the numbers. They're really good. We're looking forward to it. At this early stage, we're really, really filling up that ship, and you know, we want to beat the numbers from the previous cruise that we had, and we're well on our way to doing that. So I think we're in good shape for that, don't you, Josh? You were the one that ran the numbers today.
No, we're gonna beat last year's numbers.
That's awesome. I'm really excited, and yeah, as I said, January 21st, mark your calendars. It's going to be special, and we look forward to seeing you there. Sailing out of Tampa on the Margaritaville. Hit the music, Rob Spiewak. Take it away. A federal appeals court, has cleared the way for thousands of lawsuits against Meta and other social media companies to move forward. The cases claim that companies design their platforms in ways that could contribute to addictive use and harm to children and teenagers. Meta had argued that many of these claims should be dismissed. The court's decision doesn't mean Meta has lost the cases. It means the lawsuits can now proceed, which could eventually put the companies in front of juries.
I say this is great because you know what? It's not saying they're guilty, but let them stand up to a little bit of scrutiny for what they do.
I say this is bad because just be a parent. Turn the internet off. Be a parent. Don't get mad at them because this is going to open up the lawsuit to candy being addictive and going after candy companies or television or anything else.
You see, and Josh's big concern is that they take away his candy. He doesn't want that.
Well, yeah, definitely not that. Don't pick on big candy when it comes to I don't want the nanny state as much as the next guy, right? Mm-hmm. I really, really don't. I think Josh is right when you supervise your kids, but at the same time, there is a lot of crap on social media, and they, as someone who worked in radio my whole life, and, you know, the hoops that we had to go through to maintain the public trust with licenses and things. I think that should apply to anybody who's making money on a publicly consumed product, which it is. And I don't think you can be irresponsible with that.
At the very least, moderate it, you know?
Well, I'm talking about stuff that shouldn't be on there. The bullying and the causing kids to do stuff, showing people how to make bombs, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's so many things that ought to be.
Inflatable trucks.
The inflatable bathing suits from the crotch.
Exactly.
You know,
wants that.
Yeah, so a little six of one, half dozen of the other. But really, when you're talking about the Wild Wild West and what has happened through social media, there's got to be an accountability there. There has to be. You can't just let everything go, just like on TV, you can't let everything go.
No, I agree, but this argument is about the addictiveness of scrolling. Not about the content
of
the scroll.
You're right. Mm-hmm. It's not about the... I think it ought to focus on rules for this content.
Could open up rules for content, though. You know,
I would think so.
Yeah. Josh, your Skittles are safe. Fear not.
I hope so. No, they've already changed those with the...
the colors.
Make America Healthy thing in the colors. Yeah.
Well, there's more. Mark Zuckerberg, he loves Skittles, I think.
Oh, I bet he... It looks like he lives on them.
Mark Zuckerberg and Meta are making another big push into artificial intelligence. Meta has launched a new AI model and is continuing to promote the idea of open weight AI. I think Alex Miller has that, doesn't
it? I mean, not to be too naive, is it W-E-I-G-H-T or W-A-I-T?
It's W-E-I-G-H-T.
Oh, open weight. Okay.
Basically giving developers more access to the technology so they can build their own systems around it. Zuckerberg is also pushing Washington to avoid regulations that he believes, of course he is. He's a businessman. He's like big, big everything.
It's no difference than the railroads were doing.
Exactly.
The railroads were doing this in 1900. You know,
he says regulations he believes could slow down American AI development. The bigger story is that Meta is trying to position itself as a major AI player while competing with OpenAI, Google, and other tech giants. F them, F them, F them. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, they want to control it. There's always that wants to control the whole thing. That's what they want, right?
Exactly.
They want the money. Yep. It's
money
always
driven.
The drug industry, speaking of money, is making a... Thank you, Rob. That's a applause for the drug industry.
Let your medications do the lifting. You don't need to change the way you live.
The drug industry is making a massive bet on the United States. Major international drug companies are pledging millions of dollars to expand manufacturing and research here in the U.S., partly because of the threat of new tariffs on imported medicines. The companies are looking to move more production into the U.S., which could eventually mean more American-made medications made in the USA. My wonderful antidepressants are made in the United
States.
They
better be careful, because pretty soon Mark Zuckerberg is going to start manufacturing medications.
This could also mean a lot of money getting spent to avoid even bigger costs down the road. I'm trying to figure out what that means. Where would the money? How would that impact consumers? That's all I care about. Would that mean if they made them here in the United States, they'd be more costly than? Well, they probably would, right?
But they would be fresher,
like a salad. Well,
yeah, exactly. Served in a chilled bottle.
Very good.
And there's probably a safety thing of keeping the drugs manufactured here, and an issue. If you remember during the pandemic, there was an issue where you couldn't get the drugs in, so we were running low on stock because we didn't make our own.
Mm-hmm. All the new American pills are going to be made by Taylor Produce, who gave us the lettuce and the jalapeno peppers.
Yum, yum, yum. Here's to Taylor, everybody.
Taylor.
Named after Andy Taylor.
Exactly.
Thank you. The world of radio got a little bit more depressed this week. Longtime Bay Area radio personality Lamont Hollywood. Do you know that name?
Not his real name?
Don't think so. I don't
Never
know
heard
they,
of him.
Don't
Never
know why they're singling him out, but he's been laid off from 107.7, The Bone.
The Bone?
He's been a familiar voice in San Francisco, apparently a big name, for years.
24 years.
Is the latest example of how tough the radio business is for established personalities, unless you're the Junkies.
That's right.
If you're the Junkies, you live forever.
That's right.
I believe. Mm-hmm. I believe they will live forever.
Seriously, it's like a Harry Potter spell on them. Cloak of
You're
invisibility.
Not You're not bitter at all, though.
Why would I be?
There it is. The interesting part for us is that even with podcasting, streaming, and social media giving people more ways to create content, traditional radio is still cutting experienced talent. And incidentally, advertising for all forms of this kind of content down industry wide across the board. Very, very tough time.
Maybe
for that.
The Junkies could go aboard and do mornings on The Bone.
That would be exciting.
It would.
That would be very.
Their question, cloak of non-fireability.
The Bone. Which was the company that just was it Cumulus? Was it iHeartRadio that just laid off a ass ton of people?
I will guess iHeart. I think it was iHeart. And you know, if anything bad ever happens, just blame it on iHeartMedia.
Rob, you have a lot of loves in pop culture. You have a lot of stars that you are big fans of. I know that if you were to narrow down television actresses that really float your boat, television actresses that you have referenced on the show probably more than any other, and television actresses that, you know, might be described as Zoftic.
Before, Mike, it's funny you would use the word float. The word that I think the actress that I most think about is Chrissy Metz.
Christy Rob.
Christy Metz? I thought it was Chrissy. I stand corrected.
Christy Metz, the actress best known for This Is Us, is talking about her decision to try a GLP-1 weight loss drug after years of being skeptical about them. Metz says entering perimenopause
is replacing Lamont Hollywood. He's going to do mornings on the bone.
Okay.
Hey, everybody.
What's your name?
Hi, my name's Perry.
Perry?
Yeah. My name's, you can call me Perry.
Full name?
Perry Menopause.
What's coming up on the bone?
On the bone, we've got bone licking.
What is that?
Just when I discuss the issues of the day, a little bone licking for you.
All right. Okay, never mind.
All right. She says that entering this thing, perimenopause, and thinking about her family history changed her attitude towards the medication. It's another example of how GLP-1 drugs have gone from being a specialized diabetes treatment to one of the biggest cultural phenomena in America, and celebrities are still helping drive the conversation. You know, part of the world of GLP-1s is a big part of my wife's life, and her business is predicated on a lot of those, and they've done amazing things for people.
She reached out to Metz? That'd be a good client.
Well, wouldn't that be something, huh? Yeah.
Well, here's Metz 100 pounds down.
Okay.
Oh, look at that, like a different lady.
Rob. That's not appropriate.
You're right. I understand that. What is pretty remarkable, though, is that the medication is working, and she was having a hard time to remember to take it, so she's been baking it into brownies.
Send your letters to him.
The point is, it's working.
Right. It is working. But is she working? Because I haven't heard much of her lately.
All right, hold on. Woody Johnson. Who died? Whenever somebody says they die...
Says Bob died. I don't know what that means.
Who's Bob? From Bob and Tom.
Bob and Tom died?
Yeah, why they're not doing that. A couple of years ago, I think. I don't have a date. I'll find out.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he was the one that wore the L.A. Dodgers hat, wasn't he?
Well, I didn't know that one of those people died.
Yeah. One of those people.
Bob.
No, that Bob and Tom, pretty
Bob
big guy.
Huge. On April 17th.
This year?
This year.
Rob said last year.
Oh, so just recently. Okay.
Just recently.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
All right. Well, that's a shame. And I guess he was on one of those stations. Bob from Bob and Tom. There we go. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Yes. That's it. Thank you. Let's move on, shall we? Sometimes, you know, we stop. You and I both stop. We see died and we go, what? You know, it's crazy.
Death is what I love. Name.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah,
there's a very good reason, finally, that Florida continues to have its own category of news. The Florida man phenomenon has actually become so popular that there are now the Florida man games. Yes, there are. That is
like an Olympic thing?
Listen up.
All right.
It is an annual event that turns the state's most ridiculous headlines into athletic competitions. Contestants have participated in events involving police chases, beer, and generally questionable decision making. Somewhere, a Florida man is probably reading this and saying, finally, a sport I can dominate! Yeah, buddy! That's it. We're done. Thank you all very much. Those are our tidbits for today. And please, in the comments, as soon as you say someone's died, Rob and I are like hearing a dog whistle.
Exactly. Well, because we're trained news hounds.
Yes, that's
we want to get to the bottom of it.
That's exactly what it is. We got more show coming, but first I want to say that they say balance is the key to life. Mm-hmm. Moderation in all things, including moderation. Well, Soul nailed it with their new mood gummies. Do you need a pick-me-up, a wind-me-down, or something right in the middle? Soul has a gummy for every moment. Uplift brings a bright, social, energizing buzz, perfect for daytime plans or beating that afternoon slump. If you're ready to shut it down, Mellow is the perfect item for cozy nights. It's perfect. Kicking back, fully unplugging. And for that just right anytime vibe, Balance gives an easy, versatile feel, especially nice with your favorite podcast. You know, three moods, three perfectly crafted formulas, same great taste. Whatever mood you're in, Soul has a gummy for it. Plus, Spiewak and Soroka give them two thumbs up, way up. They're on them now.
Yes.
Soul is a wellness brand that makes delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products designed to make feeling good when you're on them simple. Their new mood gummies have precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulations designed for predictable effects when you're on these.
Yeah, the last thing you want is a surprise if you take a gummy. You know, you want to know what it's going to do.
You want to know exactly what's going to help when you're on them.
Precisely. Like right now.
You are? They're designed for predictable effects so you can choose how you want to feel. You would think I was on them right now.
No.
Staying in control, make today a good day and get yourself some Soul gummies. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. Groovy, get on them right now.
Yes, get on them and take a lot of them.
Yeah. You know, the next time your boss says, hey, mister, are you on something? you say, yes, I am.
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I'm on the mellow.
Rob, you told me when you came in today to the fabulous studio in Leesburg that you had a golf story.
Yes.
And you never have golf stories. I could have a golf story every single day. My golf story today would be very boring because I played very well.
What would you shoot?
82.
That's good. That's Thank great. You. What is your handicap at now?
11.5.
So, wow, that's really good then.
Well, no, I mean, I've been lower, but it's where it is.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you've been battling health issues. Great comeback.
Let's be honest. I've been battling cognitive decline.
That's true. Well, you see, Josh, he's golfing well. He just forgets to write his score down.
Yeah.
So, how many Quite strokes often, was that? I don't know.
Quite often I'll be out with my mates, and they'll see me wandering up the fairway in the wrong direction. You know, just going,
come back, Mike.
Come back.
This weekend, did you watch any of the Wyndham Championship?
I haven't watched
the PGA.
I have not watched TV golf in a very, very long time. Ever since they ran Phil Mickelson out of town.
Well, I got a
for grabbing boobies.
I got a red hot text, a hot text from Robert today.
Okay.
Saying, guess who won the Wyndham Championship? I said, who? He said, Michael Brennan. And not only that, he got a shout out from Jack Nicklaus on Jack Nicklaus's Instagram for being the third consecutive player under 25 to win a tournament. But here's the deal. Robert knows Michael Brennan. He went to Tuscarora High School. He's a Leesburg guy.
Wow. He's How friends cool is with that? Him. That is so
he's,
cool.
He's much closer to his brother, who's a year younger, because Michael went to what is called the Academies of Loudoun, which is like an advanced studies school, but they didn't have a golf team. So he golfed at Tuscarora.
Good-looking kid.
So he actually saw Robert all the time. And I was going to...
Can I see him again, please? I want to see this guy again.
I'm going to reach out to see if we can't get him on, because this is the second tournament he's won, Mike. His second PGA win, his total winnings thus far, $3.9 million.
That is, isn't it neat when somebody comes
it's
up and you know, has a moment? It's just like when you see the rookies that break into baseball or football and you see the parents in the stands. It's just so excited.
Have you ever played River Creek in Loudoun County?
I have.
That's his home course.
Okay.
And he is a graduate from Wake Forest is where he went. But here's the cool
thing. Great golf team at Wake Forest.
It's so cool. I mean, when you go way back, even back when I was watching golf with my grandfather, Jack Nicklaus is cool. I mean, he's got a very
Josh,
high voice.
I hate to work you to death here, but look up golf pros who played at Wake Forest, because you'll know the pedigree that this kid had if he got a scholarship to Wake Forest University, because that is that's a Virginia school as well, right?
I'm not sure where Wake Forest is.
Sorry, I should know that.
To this day, I think Jack Nicklaus might be the gold standard for being a golfer. He was fun to watch, had a lengthy career, designs golf courses now, but he's also got a big Instagram account and following. Mm-hmm. He posted this yesterday on Instagram. Yes, Josh?
Well, did you mention that kid won $1.5 million?
Well, I mentioned his combined purses for two, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, the 1.5 yesterday. But Jack Nicklaus writes on Instagram, congrats and well done, Michael Brennan. What an impressive win at the Wyndham Championship. Another week in contention, and this time you close it out in grand fashion. Wow. Three straight wins on the PGA Tour, ending with a winner under 25. You young bucks are sure showing a lot of maturity. Brennan, now that you have vaulted yourself into the FedEx Cup playoffs, best of luck in the coming weeks. Oh, and thanks to your mom for reminding you. I look forward to seeing you at the Augusta National in April for the Masters. To get a call out from Jack Nicklaus.
Oh my God, it's got to be the thrill. And
Robert was out of his mind, of course.
Very, so very cool.
He had a great tournament, Mike. He finished 22 under. He was 5 under, and Hostler what came in second, 3 strokes behind him.
Bo Hostler.
But so watch for this guy, Michael Brennan, because he is literally a hometown boy.
Listen, Josh, I think, has the Wake Forest guys that have played there.
Some guy named Arnold Palmer.
Palmer, you might know that name.
Oh, he invented a drink, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yeah, yeah. It's I had one today.
Curtis Strange?
Yep, yeah.
U.S. Webb Open Simpson? Winner.
Mm-hmm.
Lanny Watkins?
Yes.
Bill Haas?
Mm-hmm.
Jay Haas.
Oh, the Haas brothers.
Alex Fitzpatrick?
Mm-hmm.
Billy Andrade.
Yeah, very,
and,
very good.
Gary Helberg.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, wow. Quite a pedigree out of Wake Forest. Way to go, boo. No,
we don't have that many golfers from BCU. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's no course in Richmond.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short break here, but this is how it goes now. You know, Rob calls Josh, Josh calls Rob, and they talk about what television shows they're going to watch together, and they leave me out. But it's good because I can get reviews of what they watched
that
and decide
how it
whether I'm
going to start including you.
No, that's all right. And it's really, really
not worth getting a phone call, is it?
No. It's like, hey, if you called me last night and said, hey, Ted Lasso's on, I said, all right, go back to bed.
Who is this?
That's it. So, you know, we'll talk Ted Lasso in just a second here. But first, I mean, today, it's hard to describe the heat today.
Disgusting.
It's not even, and I know it's all over the Eastern Seaboard, probably out where you are too, out west, they'd say. So hot. Nothing feels better than stepping inside that sweet, sweet air conditioning. Mm. Unfortunately, the bugs agree. Summer sends all kinds of creepy crawlers looking for a cool place to crash, and that's why I use Pesty. Pesty is DIY pest control made ridiculously easy. Their custom treatment is tailored to your location, climate, and whatever uninvited guests are lurking behind the fridge. It tackles over 100 kinds of pests, takes less than 10 minutes to apply, and treatments start at just $35. The kit has everything you need: reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, simple instructions. I've done it up in Maine, done it down here. We love it. Love is a strong word, but love is eternal. And we mean it.
We do.
Keep love alive.
Thank you, Josh.
Keep insects dead, too. Pesty is kid and pet friendly. Products are safe because they've been used in hospitals and schools. Plus, it's backed by a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Keep the AC. Kick out the bugs. Pesty. Keep bugs out of your summer sanctuary with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. All right. This was my thought when I saw that Ted Lasso was coming back, that they did a great job, or maybe they didn't, maybe they just came back anyway, but they've done a great job reuniting the cast. It's like almost the entire cast is coming back.
Before you say that, didn't you feel that after the third season, which ended, what, 2 or 3 years ago, I guess?
Yeah. 3 years ago.
It was a perfect closing. I mean, it was such a well-realized show all the way through.
Right.
Didn't feel like they pressed it too long. Mm-hmm. Didn't feel like it was underused. It was like a perfect unit of television.
Yeah.
And it made me nervous when I heard they were bringing back.
But here it is. The difference between Ted Lasso and a lot of programs that are out there, Ted Lasso had a mission to do feel-good stuff almost every week.
Yeah.
And I don't think we have nearly enough of that. And so if it has to come back to do that and they are able to accomplish it.
And
Rob, it's been Jive since the beginning. It's always Jive.
Yeah,
so.
But it landed at a great time, too. Yeah. We needed it when it came. And so I loved it. I thought it was, you're right, Jive and retro, but done so well, like, at the same level of almost like the Andy Griffith Show, some of the greatest
classics
of all time. You're
talking about the original incarnation.
The original three seasons. I think it does because, and here's my template for it, is there are so many characters in that show that you care about. You know, there's like, it's ridiculous that in three seasons they could have so many characters that you not only know, but they have a reasonable storyline. That speaks to great writing and just a great television show.
Who was the asshole in Ted Lasso, the soccer player? Was
Jamie Tart?
Jamie Tart.
Who busted heads with Roy Kent.
Yes, Roy Kent was the foul-mouthed older soccer player. Yeah.
Such great characters.
I love the characters. I really do. They're all good actors.
And it's good timing because it's a show you do miss. So then when it comes back and they took their time to write it so that when it comes back with the first season, this season, it throws you right back into that universe and those characters, and it just feels great.
The thing about Ted Lasso and the female casting on Ted Lasso is they're such, attractively interesting women.
Yes.
Women who do not fit the mold of the classic heartthrob actress, but are so sexy and interesting.
The
PR girl
can be made to look stunning. Keely can be made to look stunning. Yeah.
And the team
Rebecca,
owner.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool. So go ahead. What do you think?
Well, the first episode, there's only one episode out that came out last week. And instead of it being Ted out of sorts over in England, they bring some of the cast to Kansas City.
It's great
fish out of the water on the other direction, which is a perfect setup to pull you in.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And
I'm
funny
intrigued so
that
far.
You would bring up the cast because I've been given grief on the radio before for saying that when we would wait forever for a new season of The Sopranos, when The Sopranos would land on HBO and the first episode would go and you'd see the Tony in his bathrobe picking up his paper, I would feel like, oh, it's great to have him back. It's like seeing an old friend again.
Feel the same way?
I do.
Okay.
I absolutely do. And he is, Ted is still, you know, on the outs with his wife, and they're having it's funny if you think about how little his kid was in season one when he came to visit Ted Lasso in England, and now the kid's like a teenager.
Is the whole cast back, basically?
Players.
I mean, not the players because of the direction they're going. They're not gonna, but I bet they bring some of the players back. We're
so
only
they're
one
doing.
Episode in.
They're doing an entirely different storyline.
So
location.
The owner,
go ahead.
Rebecca and Keely and I forget his name.
Rebecca's assistant, the old guy. Yeah,
the executive guy. Yeah,
they come to Kansas City to try to convince Ted to come back with them to coach the new girls' team. It's the angle of the season.
I like it.
Yeah,
it's great.
You know what? When you would think, you know, we're sitting here saying, oh, I hope they don't let it. There are obviously better minds than ours that are putting together ideas for this. And you don't create a hit like that by being lazy and skimping on your storytelling.
I feel so much better after watching one episode. You know who else is great is they bring back with a little bit of a oomph to her character is Ted's mother. And Ted's mother is a pisser. She's great.
Why is somebody writing Whoopi Goldberg in the comments?
Don't know.
What is that? Just by being, you know, on a separate thing.
This.
Okay. All right. So there is no Whoopi Goldberg.
To pick Kansas City for this first episode to get the experience was the perfect spot to do
it.
Out of all America.
I'm hearing a rave.
I loved it. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Just to watch Rebecca, the team owner, eating ribs. That was a good scene.
That's cool. See, I'm intrigued by the whole thing. Do you think, do they do anything where this season on Ted Lasso,
no.
they don't do any of
no.
that, right?
No, just they don't even give you...
Done.
They don't even give you a look back to where it left off. They just assume you know.
Did they kill the assistant coach? Did they kill him?
Yeah, they did. And they strapped his body to a drone.
They
flew it into the set of Lioness.
Wild dogs.
Yes, exactly.
They do have a fun little commercial before the episode starts where it's Ted in like all the other Apple TV shows.
Oh, so really?
Yeah, where it's like him in Severance and him in and the morning show and stuff. So that was kind of cute and fun.
It would be so, you know what? It's so weird. It would be so easy to hate not just the character of Ted Lasso, but also hate Jason Sudeikis because he's so him in this show. But somehow it comes off as likable and forgivable. It's great. I think it's a good show.
Do you think that, because I have time to get to this today, so I want to get to this on the show. And thank you for that review. Do you want to do your movie, Rico, though? Let's do them both at the same time.
Another Netflix show.
Okay.
The Last House. It's a movie on Netflix where a family gets trapped in their home by some unknown creature. And then they find out that everyone in the world is trapped inside their own houses.
Oh my God! It sounds like heaven.
It's
it sounds like Pluribus, but in a way.
But it
sounds kind of like that same Pluribus plot.
But they can't open up the doors or the windows or they can't open anything up, and they're there for years.
How do they have to figure out how they don't die?
Well, they tear up the floorboards and plant tomatoes in under the floorboards, and then they
also do that in Ted Lasso.
Yeah,
they eat that and root in their own shit.
Yeah.
Part of the struggle of the movie is how to survive without food and how you get food.
So do they make it plausible?
They make it plausible. I mean, it's still a weird creature. That's not plausible, but it's interesting. Now there is a warning because there is a family dog.
There's a what?
Warning.
Okay.
There's a family dog. So if you can't handle that the dog doesn't make it out, you
just gave a spoiler. You just ruined the movie for everybody.
Here's why. No.
When they were growing tomatoes under their floorboards,
I'm trying to do a podcast. So you got to talk about a dog dying.
It's not a spoiler. They ruined it. It's a warning because things go south at that point, and many people can't handle that. I had to stop and then go finish it without my wife.
Does the dog attack any North Korean soldiers in this movie?
That was probably in the prequel.
Okay.
Probably before Locked Up.
The spoiler would be is if they ate the dog. So don't tell us that, Josh. Okay?
I believe I'm not a big fan in any movie, whether it's a comedy, a drama, anything, where I have to suspend disbelief. It's why I don't like the Marvel Universe. I don't like that. Yeah. I like to have things that that might make sense. One of the things about Pluribus, the show that I'm watching now, we're wrapping up now, is that, you know, the only holes in it is like, well, if she was doing this, why wouldn't she do this? Right. And why? You have to always kind of, with sci-fi, you have to kind of do and
this
horror
falls into that,
do that.
Like sci-fi situation, but real response.
Okay. All right. So you would give it how many Joshes?
It's a 3.5 out of 5.
Okay.
Which makes
it a 7 out of 10.
Which makes it really not worthwhile.
It's okay. Right. No, it's streaming in your house for free. So that's
That's a rave from Josh. He does not hand out the good
My dog. Last house movies, I always like them to be on the left.
That's the one you go for. I like them.
Last House on the Left. Isn't that a really cool horror movie, right? The Last House on the Left where bad guys try to break in and then she ends up killing them all? I think. I could be totally wrong.
I only watch house movies that have Hugh Laurie in them. As Dr. House.
Yes, with his wonderful American accent.
Yes, he talks like this.
Yeah, it's probably herpes. That's every episode. If you want to see every episode of House, that's what it would be. Look, I think you've got a venereal disease. Well, that's not possible. It's possible. Do you sleep deeply? Why do I remember the episode where she had like narcolepsy and got banged by a guy with VD?
Every episode is the same. If you catch a rerun, it's like, why were we watching this? Why?
Well, then I guess you're not going to want to live through the evening. Yeah.
Hugh Laurie is better with a British accent in Stuart Little.
Hello. Hello, Stuart. Drive that little tiny car that you're chased by alley-cats. There you go. Fantastic.
Alley-cats,
everyone. Well, I am looking, and I have still not gotten any real good information on the wild lioness killer dogs and whether they are used in any kind of trench warfare. I got a couple of yeses, but I'm sure not really, really sure that they're really a thing. I don't know.
Oh, can I ask one thing before we go to break? I know we're up on a break, but I think people need to bid harder on my dinner.
Can we get an update, Josh? Can we go to the page and see what's happening?
Because
what happened? We do an auction on Saturday night. It goes balls to the wall.
Exactly.
And then suddenly, we get stiffed by a guy. Yeah. And
to be fair,
happening.
He still gave us the money. So it wasn't a stiffing, really.
No, we got stiffed on something, didn't we? Didn't we get stiffed on something?
He's not going to be on.
Did not get paid.
The
Hank Aaron ball.
All right, let's go take a look and see where we are on the page with this and see what's going on with our auction. The auction is continuing till the end of this end of tomorrow. Very good. Okay. We're going to take a look. Let me expand it I can see.
Plenty of room to bid.
All right.
Maybe the reason that the dinner isn't getting a lot of bids is because it doesn't look like it's actually me.
You got two bids?
You got two bids.
I want more.
You got one bid on. You got a bid on your hoodie.
What? I didn't know that.
The hoodie
what the
is now,
fuck, though? We've got one bid on the one, Happy Cross bag?
Yep.
Come
no
on,
no bids
folks.
On the water bottle, no bids on the ball.
What happened? Saturday night, people were bidding out their asses. It was amazing. Come on now.
But right now, the hoodie is beaten Dinner with Rob.
Oh, that's sad.
I would like the hoodie to be won by the person who has dinner with me and to wear it to the dinner.
There are 23 hours left to bid on Dinner with Rob, the Beatles hoodie, the Don't Get Happy crossover bag. So I don't know what that is. The Don't Get Happy. What's that? What?
It's a man purse.
Man purse. Mm-hmm. The Don't Get Happy water bottle and the Hank Aaron signed baseball. One of a kind.
These folks need to get on it, man.
Yeah. And by the way, Hank Aaron can't come like through the cemetery and sign it anymore. He's dead. He's dead, Dom.
I actually got confused. I bid $200 on Dinner with Hank Aaron.
Dinner with Hank. So bid early. But what's? I mean, what are we doing here? What
come
are
on,
we
guys.
Doing,
come, on.
Sake?
Come on.
All right. Let's see. JK Design says, I'll bid if I can have dinner with Texas Rob. Rob,
yes.
Do a Texas accent.
I will. Come there on. Do you want another prime rib?
All right. So there you go. Now bid. Asshole. All right. Very good. We'll take a break and we will come back with beautiful video because that's what we do on the Mike O'Meara Show, ladies and gentlemen. But first, I want to tell you about Dermglow. Have you been battling fatigue, weight gain, brain fog, low energy, poor sleep, or just not feeling like yourself?
You got to feel better.
Find the solution. You don't have to guess what's going on. You can take the free wellness quiz at DermGlowSkin.com. Click the weight management and peptide button, and in just a couple of minutes, you'll receive personalized wellness recos based on your goals, whether you're interested in medically guided weight management, peptide therapies, hormone optimization, better sleep, healthier skin, more energy. It's all there. There are personalized options designed to help you feel your best. Everything done from the comfort of your home through licensed medical providers with products shipped directly to your door. You might even be able to use your HSA or FSA funds, and flexible payment options, including Klarna, make getting started easier than ever. Plus, keep an eye out for the new Reebok Smart Bring coming soon to help you track your wellness journey. Visit DermGlowSkin.com, click the weight management and peptides button, take the free wellness quiz, and take the first step toward feeling like yourself again. Get started right now at DermGlowSkin.com. DermGlow hooks the snook. Yeah!
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Hook the
Jerry
snook.
Time.
I was so pleased to type that today.
Thank you.
Mike, dripping with creativity. That's what they're doing when they're selling Asian grape leaves.
Okay.
Do you remember the lady who sold pencils?
I do.
And the lady who sold grape leaves?
So the charm is too weak a word for her. Yeah.
They've done something new, and I watched it three times. I said, this is going to move some product. Because now what they've done is they've intercut her with a famous Hollywood actor. Here is the Leo DiCaprio grape leaf commercial.
Hey, Leo. I think I just found a high-quality grape leaves you will love.
No one can.
Well, I did. It's properly sorted with great texture, I swear.
Come on.
Come here, Leo. I give you discount.
What?
You should walk away.
Shut up, man. You know nothing about top grade grape leaves.
How do I know you can deliver?
We've been delivering since day one. Please check out our website, man. Use your phone.
If I were to do this, if I even could do it.
And the US3's unproductive quality. We can send you samples, and we will never let you down.
I need a guarantee.
We supply fresh grape leaves daily in service and quality. Check our genuine reviews. Our reputation is consistently reliable.
There it is.
I want to buy it now. I want to buy it now.
Oh, grape leaves. Are they stuffed grape leaves or just plain grape leaves?
Oh, I think you buy the. I think you stuff them yourself.
Oh, you buy the grape leaves.
Yeah, you can't, Mike, you can't expect them to do everything.
So is a grape leaf what it sounds like? A leaf that comes off a grape plant?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I believe what you want to call it, Mike, is a grapevine. Or
a grape vine, arbor. Yes, yeah. A vine.
Yeah, and I think they're sort of pickled, and you wrap things in them, like meat or rice.
If you had to bet your own life, yes, on all the information you just gave me, would you?
Yes, because my life is nearly worthless at this point.
Okay.
Sometimes you're sad, Mike. I mean, and not you, but I say everybody. Sometimes folks are just sad.
Not today.
Which is why you need to find the website. Actually, it is an Instagram feed of a guy named Florian Hutter.
All right.
Did you have anyone in your family, not a piano player, but someone who had an organ? The kind of organ that, like, played drums and stuff like that built in, like a big old Hammond or Baldwin organ?
I didn't have anybody in my family. I'm really trying to think, because I know that moving around in my youth, I know I went to friends' houses where there were big, like, Hammond-style organs.
Yeah. Mike, what you need to do is you want to relive your childhood. You just look up Florian Hutter.
Okay.
I could watch this for an hour. It's a three manual organ, Mike.
I'll pretend I'm looking at it. There.
It belongs in a ball field.
Yeah.
Florian!
Now. At Tyson's Corner Center. Oh, you. Okay, I'm sorry, man. Mike.
Coming to you, I have a dog that will rip your throat out now. All right, sorry.
Did you know that Florian Hutter,
the, timing? Yes.
Florian Hutter has been trapped in his house for 4 years. Yeah,
no, by a creature.
True story. There used to be an organ store at Tyson's Corner, a mall in the D.C. area called Campbell's, and my uncle Bruce could play one of those fancy drum-like organs. You met my Uncle Bruce in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
He would go in there. One time he turned on all the things and the drums and the different things and played a very spirited and loud version of As Those Caissons Keep Rolling Along, to a point that people started coming in from the mall to watch him play.
Wow.
And management had to ask him to leave.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, see, that's terrible. That's
they
horrible.
They should want that. They should want that.
I think of the guy at, he plays the organ for the Tampa Bay Lightning,
mm-hmm,
and he's phenomenal. When you watch these guys that play in some stadiums for hockey games, they're incredible. Now, the hands. Let's just talk about, all right.
Well, they've never done an honest day work in their life.
No, but is it my imagination, or would those nails appear to be slightly discolored?
I know that Florian doesn't have to cut his nails because they wear down naturally from playing. Like when you walk your dog outside, you don't need to trim a dog's nails.
They looked a little odd.
Yeah,
they the hands looked a little odd.
He's focused on entertaining, not hygiene.
I get it. I understand completely, Bruce.
He would do great to work with Alex Miller.
Yes, he would.
Rob, mm-hmm, you do trim a dog's nails.
No, but if you have a dog is outside walking on concrete all the time, the nails will wear down. But yeah, I mean, most inside dogs you do have to and cats too. If it's an outside cat, you don't have to trim their nails.
You know what I'm going to bring to the show, and I've said this now for a couple of weeks. I have to bring one of my cat videos where they're trying to secure the cat in a vet's office. They're some of the finest. It's some of the finest entertainment you will ever see. Remind me, I will bring that in tomorrow for you. I guarantee at least three cat videos on tomorrow's show.
I got texts from Mike. I got texts from Josh. I got texts from Carla. They said, Rob, they said,
mm-hmm,
what's up with Tommy Lee?
Oh, what is up with Tommy Lee?
And I said, you know what? I haven't heard much from him lately either.
Okay.
So I looked up his Instagram account. This is his most recent post. You don't get to see his girlfriend, but who says romance is dead, Mike, when his girlfriend puts a lit joint between her toes and lets him smoke it? Oh, Tommy.
Nice foot. Beautiful foot.
It's still gross.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. No, I'm sorry.
That's gross.
Sorry, I can't find the... Because I know attached to that foot is probably
amazing looking. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Josh. Based on that video, you're the tiebreaker. Is it disgusting or is it great?
Well, see, I was more distracted on the fact that Tommy Lee is now a bonsai tree guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was working in the backyard.
Concerned with that.
And getting a little gray. A little gray through the beard, too.
Mm-hmm. I will go lean towards the gross side.
Yes!
There you go.
That's
why you can't guarantee where that leg goes.
And that's why, you know, guys, that's it. There it is. Sum it up.
Mike, here's what you need to know. That foot belonged to rock and roll singer Sebastian Bach. Let's close with this.
Okay.
Judge Judy, she's great. And she
Shindlin.
Yeah, Judge Judith Shindlin.
Yes.
She has her own brand of justice.
Naples resident.
Someone took a small clip from the Judge Judy program and drummed along with it. I've watched this no less than 20 times.
Yes. That he doesn't want to take it. Okay. Don't give me the head. I don't want to see the head.
Don't give her the head, Mike.
One more time, please.
She wants to see the head.
All right, let's see it again.
Let's all say it, Mike. Bup, but up, bup.
But up.
Yeah. Then he doesn't want to take it. Okay. Don't give me the head. I don't want to see the head.
She doesn't want to see it.
Thanks, Judy. We got lots of music on this show today. Thank you. What was that name again for the organ
Florian
player?
Florian Hutter.
Thank you, Florian. Yeah. And thank you, everybody. Oh, Florian's playing us out right now.
Yeah, he is. That was
Isn't
the plan.
That exciting. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back with a new episode tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, before this fades out, hey, this is Mike O'Meara saying, hey, be happy, make somebody else. Let a smile be your handshake, and we'll see you tomorrow. So long, everybody.
I love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Meara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
You can't keep getting away with it! You can't keep getting away with it! Shut up!
And remember, we're not happy until you're not happy.